Thank you. That was a great team win today. You know, we talk about starting fast, being more physical than our opponents. Did a great job of doing that today, especially up front, you know, on both sides of the ball. You know, our offensive line did a great job of driving defenders down the field. And defensive line did a great job of, you know, applying pressure. And, you know, you talk about preparing for an opponent that you don't get to face that often. And I think coaching staff did a great job of getting us prepared and getting us ready to play against San Diego. I definitely agree, and I saw it in practice this week. You know, he came in on Tuesday, you know, our off day, and he just ran 18 100s in the indoor facility. And, you know, things like that goes unnoticed, you know, but and I saw him, he was in there running those gashers, and he told himself that, you know, he wants to be in top shape, and it showed this week in practice. He was finishing runs. You know, if it was a third and one situation, he would make sure he finished in the end zone. So, and I told him on the sideline today, you know, great job today. You're only going to continue to get better, you know, as the season go on. You think about it, he didn't play in the preseason. So this was his third game back, and, you know, we're excited for him.
Teddy, do you think you'd handle a bad play better now? You threw the interception in the end zone, and then you came back and rallied the team pretty well after that?
Definitely. And you just have to keep your composure when you're out there. And our guys do a great job of, you know, complimenting each other. You know, if I make a bad play or something, you know, an offensive lineman or Adrian or one of the wide receivers, tight ends will come up to me and just tell me, hey, let it go. And, you know, that's the mindset that you have to have playing this position. You have to have a short mindset and be able to bounce back.
Can you talk about that play? What happened on that play?
It was just a ball that sailed. It was in the air too long. You know, I tried to give my guy a chance to make a play. And, you know, those are some of the plays that we're either going to make throughout the course of the year and some plays that we won't make. So we want to eliminate the mistakes, though, and you know, try to be better next time.
Hey, I think you were under center for most of Adrian's handoffs. Is that a tweak for this week, or is that something
you
can see
continue? Who knows? You know, each week the game plan will change. And this week we knew we could take advantage of, you know, San Fran. They were a defense that tried to finesse you. And we knew that, you know, we can get in there and be physical, you know, have three tight ends in there. Not physical, those guys. We would have some success in the show today.
Yeah, with Adrian back in the lineup, how has that opened up the passing game this
year? We're going to get a bunch of opportunities, you know, with Adrian, you know, doing what he's doing. It's going to allow some one-on-one matchups on the outside. It's going to allow for us to have some big plays as an offense. And when those opportunities present themselves, we're going to have to take advantage of them.
On the 43-yard touchdown you had in the third quarter, when did you think you could score?
Every time I hand the ball off to him, I think he can score. You know, and, he has that big playability. And, you know, he showed it today.
Hey, what's it like for you watching your defense basically beat up the other team's quarterback like that 2 weeks in a row?
That's a great feeling, and that's what we expect from those guys. You know, throughout training camp, you know, those guys wanted to be physical. You know, those guys wanted to outsmart us on offense and our opponents. And they did a good job of that today. You talk about Chad Greenway, a guy who means a lot to this organization, a lot to the community in Minnesota. You know, for him to have that 91-yard touchdown, and I'm excited for him.
Other than the sprints, did Adrian do anything different
this week? No. You know, each week, you know, he comes to work and, you know, he desires to be great. And that's what's going to make him, you know, eventually a Hall of Fame running back. And he's eager to be great, and that's what we want on this team.
You've been part of a game where you only complete 13 passes,
and
he scored 31
points? You know, I don't recall, or not that I can think of right now, but, you know, a win is a win. And like I said, it was a great team win today. We were able to change the field on defense in the special teams game with Cheryl's doing a great job each week with punts. And you know, we took advantage of every situation that we had today.
How do you feel about having that extra dimension now with Zach Line? I mean, the fullback, he's a touchdown machine.
Yeah, tell me about it. You know, Coach Turner made a joke earlier in the week that he had Zach on his fantasy team. And but it's good to see Zach get in the end zone. I'll tell you one thing, he needs to work on that spike if he's going to get in the end zone quite often. But Zach, he's a guy who works extremely hard, and You know, we're proud of him. You know, he's making huge strides right now in this offense, and he's doing a great job of leading for those backs. And, you know, when he gets his opportunity to score touchdowns, you know, he's 2 for 2 right now.
Last couple for Teddy.
Did you know that Adrian's wife was going to deliver this morning, and do you have any doubt that he played?
I found out the moment I arrived here to the stadium this morning, and, you know, it's just a blessing. You know, his wife was able to have a successful delivery. I'm extremely happy for him, and I told him that you know, something special was going to happen for him today, and you know, he came out and he had a great performance.
Just talk about the overall balance of the stuff now that it's 2-1 and such a good rebound after that.
Definitely, and you know, we just have to continue to have the same mindset. You know, no one owes us anything. We have to continue to just work hard each week. We have to have the same mindset that we had when we lost to San Fran each week. You know, we know that each week is going to be a challenge in this league, and we have to continue to just work and prepare and try to get better each week.
Last